WJOL. Steve Brandy is with the Will County Health Department. He joins us in our 1340 WJOL studios. Hello, Mr. Brandy.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I remember, was it a year ago that we talked about a push from the Will County Health Department to try to, not eradicate, that's impossible, but try to diminish the numbers of teen pregnancy in Will County? Was that last May?
Well, we've talked about that every year for quite a while, and last May for sure, because May is Teen Pregnancy right. Prevention Month, and really focusing on what happened in Bolingbrook
yes.
with a grant that the Will County Health Department received to teach an evidence-based curricula, which they will be doing, and by they I mean our public health educators. They'll be doing it one more year through 2019-2020. Then, if all goes well, the Valley View District will take on the curricula on their own and teach it, maybe expand it to other schools. Right now it's taught at Bolingbrook High School, Brooks Middle School, Hubert Humphrey Middle School, and Jane Addams Middle School.
Because you brought in some numbers.
Right.
Some numbers of what it was like before, and I'm sure you have some updated numbers as far as what it's like now.
Well, the latest complete stats, what happened from 2014 to 2017 during the time that this curricula has been taught, and in Bolingbrook, it's a 52% decrease
wow.
in teen births from 64 in 2014 to 31 in 2017, and it's because of the reception in many ways to this curricula and the effort. And it's really a three-headed effort, not just the teaching of the curricula, but the formation of the Bolingbrook Alliance for Teen Pregnancy Prevention. They're having a meeting this morning. I'll be going there next. And really, the group at school, which is a peer group, it's the STARS group. The STARS group is what it started as, and now this is a discussion group led
awesome.
By R. David Campbell, which is one of our health educators. And really, when you talk about it, you bring this group together, and the students, of course, can't change the curricula being taught, but they can offer feedback.
Sure.
We liked this. And some of the best compliments you get from students, and one of our health educators at the health department, she always told me this story. When a student comes up to you and says, you're keeping it 100 with us. And when a kid says that, that means you're keeping it real. We get it. We relate to it. Thank you.
Brandy, we're getting a little bit more hip on our older age, aren't we?
Oh,
thanks
hey,
to the kids.
That 100 thing is on the cell phone. You look by your smiley faces. Oh, there it is. I'll use that, you know?
That's good. So the program is working. We have factual, concrete data that's backing this up.
Right. And a great way to have that hammered into us is in a commercial that is running right now all month long at Regal Show Place 12 in Bolingbrook. And this commercial was put together by Caitlin Murray, who is one of our public health educators. And it talks about the importance of parent-teen communication. If parents are involved in communicating with their teens about sex, about all of these issues, STDs, pregnancy, the teens are more likely to wait. Or if they don't, more likely to use protection, more likely to be informed, more likely to be responsible. And it's all about attitude. And if you can't get up to the Regal Showplace 12 Theater in Bolingbrook, go to our website, willcountyhealth.org. It is there. I put the video up with a little help from Caitlin. You'll see it on the first page of our news and events page.
Good.
It's a frozen picture of a mom talking to her daughter. Go to that story and run the video, because it talks about the importance of good, warm, solid communication.
Right. Let's go back to what is covered in the curriculum. I know you touched on it, but let's get into some detail on, there's really a handful of points. I know they do more than this, but there's five things, Steve. Peer pressure and partner pressure, that's a big thing, but there are others also.
Well, contraceptive methods. I mean, you and I might have taken a health class back in the early 80s where it was very basic or a very simple don't do this. That doesn't work. When you have evidence-based curricula in this program, you have to cover everything in mm-hmm. case they become active. Proper contraceptive methods, proper refusal and negotiation skills
right.
if you want to wait and be able to communicate that message. It hits all of this. Information on HIV and sexually transmitted diseases, STIs. You have got to let these youngsters know that these things exist, that they are dangerous, and everything. Don't leave anything out. In other words, yes, keep it 100. Talk about everything and get the kids paying attention. And another story I hear is when one of our public health educators starts teaching one of these classes, the first couple of classes, there may be a couple of wise comments. You know what? The kids police themselves. One kid will tell another, hey, this is serious. This is good. Let's be serious. Let's listen to what they have to say. That means the kids are responding when they want to take it seriously.
Well, it's something, a decision that they make that will, not could, that will, in a lot of these cases, impact the rest of their lives. If they have an unplanned pregnancy, if they get a sexually transmitted disease. I mean, these are things that change people's lives forever and ever and ever, and you can't get that innocence back.
Right, and of course, the stats where a teen mom is more likely to drop out of school, their children are more likely to do it, so dropping the overall rate of teen pregnancies and improving the knowledge, very important. And really, when you look at the improved stats, it's the three-headed combo of the curricula, the Bolingbrook Alliance for Teen Pregnancy Prevention that gets local businesses and parents involved. The meeting this morning at Old Sunny Ridge, I'm going to be heading there next. That starts at 9 o'clock. And then the group of students, which came out of the STARS group at Bolingbrook High School, where these youngsters provide their feedback, and they're invited to bring their parents to these meetings and get the communication going even better. All these things working together. If you go back on our website, willcountyhealth.org, and look at an article that I put up in March, I believe it was March 7th, it talks about how all these things worked together to improve these teen birth stats in Bolingbrook.
How can we get this going in other schools? I know grants are hard to come by. That's free money. That's what a grant is. Are you guys trying to get some of this curricula into other schools?
Well, we are recommending the curricula for other school districts. And again, you know, the grants are hard to come by, but the curricula, all you have to do is learn about it. And I'm going to give you a phone number, and that is Cindy Jackson, who is the program coordinator at the Will County Health Department for our community health initiatives, 815-727-8824. That's 815-727-8824. And what she can do and our health educators can do is give you information about this program, information about this curricula, where to go. Maybe you could get it going in your school district. We would love to talk more about it.
Congratulations, folks. 52% decrease in teen births in Bolingbrook since this program started. Love to see that. Steve, thanks for coming in this morning. Keep up the good work.
And I just want to say, when I came back here years ago and you and I had kids that were five and younger,
right,
now we've got kids ending their teenage years. I think you and I talked about it, the proper attitude. It's all about proper attitude, and that goes with lots of issues, including this.
You got it. Thanks, Brando. Good seeing you. Steve Brandy from the Will County Health Department here on 1340 WJOL.